Thomas Kincaid, drunk and painting pictures of Jesus in the rain. Painting pictures of his deranged faith in the gospel of old Thomas Kincaid. I know a place the ruins of life, Thomas Kincaid, artfully worthless Thomas Kincaid, red wine and Valium Thomas Kincaid. Thomas Kincaid paints his grand illusion canvases great and shows them to no one in ending again. He paints another Thomas Kincaid.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey.
This is Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 Devonport Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to a show I like to call Foxtrot, where I play things that I think are good and or interesting. Long-term listeners know that I've been gone for 2 weeks. Shout out my long-term listeners, my long-time listeners. And so today is a very special edition of Foxtrot, and then I have a new guest, if you want to introduce yourself.
Hello. My name is Bella. I'm from New Jersey. Shout out New Jersey. I don't know what else to say.
Welcome, Bella, a new member of Foxtrot Nation.
Nation.
Proud citizen. So we're gonna the two of us are gonna play some music today. We're gonna talk about it. The first song we played, or I guess I should say I played. I kind of curated this one.
Yeah, I know. I'm just here. I'm tagging along for the ride.
We listened to Thomas Kincaid's Grand Delusion by Coma Cinema. Coma Cinema, close to my heart, because as I feel like I talk about every time I play him, I interacted with him on Twitter one time. Because
Wait, what was the situation again? I feel like he's told me this.
I think I have. It's like he... So I'm from Greenville, South Carolina.
Oh, I don't do. Well, continue.
And he's from Spartanburg, South Carolina. And like in high school, I ran into. I was like, "Who's going to tell me Coma Cinema is from Spartanburg?" Which, for context, is like 40 minutes from where I'm from. And I guess he just searches his name on Twitter fairly frequently because it's not like I tagged him or anything. And he just like quote tweeted me and was like, "Yeah, I'm by the house where the mill burned down."
He doxed himself
Sparkle
too.
City.
And I was like, "Here's my address."
Well, he doesn't live anymore. He lives in Asheville now. Oh. And then I responded to that. I was like, "Oh, that's calling from Greenville." And he was like, "Nice. He used to play Coffee Underground, which is a place in Greenville."
Shout out.
And I was like, "Wow, this is a really beautiful moment because I kind of rock with Coma Cinema, and this is his first new song in a while. It came out this past Friday. Again, Thomas Kincaid's Grand Delusion, and he hasn't. It's coming from a new album, which is exciting. It's his first album since 2017. I know he does stuff under different names, but at least under Coma Cinema,
And you didn't like Thomas Kincaid's work when you...
No, I just made me Google Thomas Kincaid's paintings, and I wasn't impressed.
And I wrote a 10-page essay on him recent... Not... That's a lie. Like, in freshman year. I know way too much about him, and I think...
What's your favorite Thomas Kincaid fact?
I don't remember anything.
I read his Wikipedia page. Not a very nice guy.
He's not a very nice guy. But I basically wrote an essay on how, like, we get... Just, like, worth in the art world and, like, why we devalue, like, kitschy things like that.
I devalue him because the painting wasn't good.
I personally, from, like, a subjective standpoint, do not like it. I'm not like, wow, that's so beautiful. Yeah.
What'd you think of the song, Coma Cinema?
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Yep.
I have no other thoughts except that I liked it. Sorry.
Those are my thoughts, too. Okay. We got some fun music lined up. We're gonna play some more music and we're gonna talk. So if that interests you,
I love public radio.
Yeah, me too. So if that interests you, feel free to stay on the air. Well, stay on, like, keep listening, you know what I meant. Okay, here's some Madalena Bay. Bye.
tell me not a thing ripping. Let's say that there will be lipping. Standing on top blinking. I tell you that I don't know, but you're favored now by 50, and I'm right at home.
Speaks to me outside.
Okay, and we're back. And by we, I mean me and Bella.
Hey, I'm still here.
We just listened to When You're Around by Water From Your Eyes. Just before that, we heard Everything Is Peaceful Love by Bon Iver. And right before that, we heard Magdalena Bay with their song Killing Time.
Magdalena Bay first.
What?
Can we talk about
that? I was going to.
What are your thoughts? Well, that record is, like, perfect.
What's it called?
Imaginal Disc. I don't know why I had to think about that. I was just, like, felt really threatened in that moment, and I
didn't mean it in an attack way. I just wanted to, like...
Oh, for the people.
For the listeners. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought you were, like, no. Three songs.
No, that's not me.
That's not you. It's so perfect. And that track is really awesome. And you, don't you have news?
Oh, yeah. So the impetus for me playing Magdalena Bay is that I'm seeing them in concert tomorrow with my good buddies Carter and Isabel. Shout out them. Shout out Carter. He's my most frequent Foxtrot guest. So looking forward to that. So I thought I should honor that occasion by playing this one. And I've learned whenever I play this album in public, by public I mean like in my headphones, whenever this one comes on, when it's like it's the second one, so it comes in a lot. I always like bum, ba-dum. Like I'm always bopping my head. This is a good walking song.
So
I need to like go through every song I've ever said is a good walking song and like make a playlist, because I feel like every other show I'm like, oh, by the way, it's a good walking song.
Do you always listen to records in order? I was having a discussion with someone about this recently.
I don't always listen to records, but when I do listen to records, I listen to them in order. What about you?
I'll hit a shuffle sometimes.
Oh.
Which I know is sacrilege. I'm sorry. And like the first time I listen to an album, and like probably the next two times, I will listen to it in order. But once I get, like, I'm shuffling Charm.
I'm not there.
That's okay. I mean, I am of the unpopular opinion.
But my opinion is really annoying, in that mine is like the artist put it that way in a reason.
No, for a reason.
I feel bad.
I know, but like, aren't you also doing the same thing when you take out you rip out that song like an organ and put it in a playlist like a Frankenstein?
That's different though, because playlists have always existed. The idea of like being able to shuffle an album though, I think, is relatively new.
Okay, fine.
That's my opinion. I know it's annoying.
But I'm an annoying person, and I'm taking an unpopular take in the sphere of annoying people. And I understand the logic behind the other.
Yeah, I'm annoying. I just really love music.
Should I leave?
No. next time we listened to it was Everything Is Peaceful Love by Bon Iver. This off his new album, Sable Fable. If I'm being honest, I enjoy Bon Iver. For whatever reason, I've had a hard time getting used to his more electronic push, which I know is like everyone really likes it. And I get it, but I just never really gotten it. And so this album is like fine to me. I don't love it, but I like this song. I thought I should play it. What were your thoughts, Bella?
I'm going to say something really controversial. I've never been a huge Bon Iver fan.
Like any album?
There are some tracks, like the popular ones that I know, but I've never sat down and been like, wow, this is incredible. I don't think it's bad. I just don't think it's for me. And now I feel like I've heard a couple, like this one was, these are the type of songs where it's like, if it's going to play, I'm going to be like, listen to this song, but I'm never going to like, be like, I really need to listen to Love Is Every... What is it? Love Is Everywhere When... Or it's like
Everything
really,
Is Peaceful Love?
I like that because it's like... I don't know if anyone knows... What is the... It's like colorless green ants cry furiously or
something. Is that like a sense where they say every letter?
No, that's an Ava Sedarian.
Oh, my bad.
But
the boxing wizard jumps quickly.
No, I actually... That is not an Ava Sedarian. We had a miscommunication. That's okay. But no, it's like a sentence that semantically doesn't really make any sense. But
spiritually,
does.
Like chutzpah.
No, it's like syntax. It's like the syntactic structure makes sense. any Chomsky heads out there?
No, Chomsky, are you listening right now? Chomsky, if you're listening, feel free to send an email.
You know, he went to, or
he teaches at MIT right now.
He used to teach at Rutgers. And you know where Rutgers is?
The United States.
A little more specific.
It's in New Brunswick.
A little bit. Yes, actually.
Yeah, I know my New Jersey geography. I was born there.
That's my voting bear take. And I know it's, again, not a popular one. And I know it's a personal thing.
Yeah, I can't get behind you on that one either.
I'm not trying. I don't want anyone to get behind me. I know that is just the thing where it's like I've never gotten into him, and like maybe I will one day. Maybe one day it's going to inspire me in a way that's never touched me before.
For Emma, forever ago changed my life when I was 16.
I was just not on that wave.
Other and then the subtitle is also really good too. That's my hot take.
But I've listened to a few tracks off of this new record. They're not bad. I feel like there might be like one or two that I genuinely like am listening to, but I'm not. I just don't have much to say, and I said so much, yet I said so much, but yeah.
Yeah, the album's just not for me. Anyway, the last song I listened to.
Did you like that song?
Yeah, I do like this song.
Okay.
That song's cool with me. The last song is When You're Around by Water From Your Eyes. I don't know why I said water like that.
Water
From Your Eyes. Nothing else. Nothing really interesting to say about this one for me, except that it's kind of a good track, and it's like fun to listen to. What do you have to say?
I've been having a lot of water in my eyes because of seasonal allergies. Anyone else dealing with that? Noah
Chomsky?
Chomsky listening. Noah thinks I have a problem. And also my mother. Because today I was sitting outside and I was like, ooh, like the allergies are really getting to me. Walking home, I sneezed 5 times in a row and I couldn't see because the pollen was so bad in my eyes. But I took a Zyrtec.
Yeah, that's not healthy. That's not normal.
That's what my mom said. I'm gonna look it up, guys. Or if any of you have any medical advice, just feel free to call in.
Feel free.
And let me know. But yeah, that's all I have to say about that one. But it was a good song. I liked it. And you said it was another project of This Is Lorelei, which I actually didn't know.
Yeah, it's The Water From Your Eyes is the This Is Lorelei guy. Which again, short term Foxtrot listeners know I've been on a crazy This Is Lorelei kick, which is actually gonna show up later too, in a sense. But yeah, I actually knew Water From Your Eyes before I knew This Is Lorelei, whatever
wow.
It is. So, yeah, good stuff there. Okay, we've been gabbing a lot, which is good, but I'm going to play some more music. I'm going to take us across the pond to Ireland, and we're all going to enjoy it. So here is Cardinals, and we'll be back in a second. Goodbye.
She can tell you now that nobody's around, who become her lover when you're gone. Heard people say that she's giving it away. Who are you to think that she's wrong? You'll thank God and Jesus Christ that you hadn't acted nice. Hardly ever have to walk away. Take what you can and you'll be her biggest fan. Lie about it every single day. Thank God and Jesus Christ that you never got things right. Hardly ever have to walk away. You'll say goodnight and God bless to the one you love the best. Pinned you down and told you where to stay. Stay, I think I will. Yeah, well, nothing beats the thrill of loving you. I love you.
Bobby works on weekends, and he's got a good hand, but he never keeps his promises, and I'm getting pretty tired of staying up in the middle of the night. I smell the guilt on him as he smothers me with buffers and his winter coat that he just won't take off. Bobby, where are you going? I've got work first thing in the morning. But he didn't bother answering, just turned and headed for the door. Under my bed, I keep a steak knife. These kids broke in 6 months ago. I guess it made me feel a little bold. You're leaving.
Oh, spoiler. we just heard Checking Out by Divorce. Right before that, we heard Spiderweb by Built to Spill. And before that, we heard If I Could Make You Care by Cardinals. That Cardinals song, that's an Irish band.
Shout out.
I really enjoyed Drew. I really enjoyed the accordion in that one. That's why I played it. And also, it's just kind of a good song. What'd you think, Bella?
I liked it a lot.
Any thoughts on the accordion?
It was awesome. I mean, I love accordions, period.
Semicolon.
Exclamation point.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a semicolon? Do you have more to say?
No.
Do you have another independent clause to add on to that?
No, just Chomsky, a dependent clause. Just a, Chomsky?
You heard Chomsky that one? Mentioned. yeah.
I don't have anything interesting to say about that band. I know nothing about them besides that they're Irish. They were on my Discovery Weekly last week, and I was like, that works for me.
that's doing it for me.
Next, Spiderweb by Built to Spill.
Love that song.
it's so good. I heard it for the first time a few days ago. I'm constantly trying to get more into Built to Spill, and it happens in waves.
I was gonna say the same thing, in that like every time I hear a Built to Spill song, I'm like, that's awesome. I should probably like fully listen to this discography, and it's just never happened.
There's a few songs I like. I think I just need to like sit down and like really lock in. This is from their most recent album in 2022.
Wait,
titled
what?
When the Wind Forgets Your Name. And I was curious. I haven't actually listened to the whole album. Which,
that's a nice album title.
I agree.
Title.
But I was like, how does this rank in their discography? And I love to Google artist albums ranked Reddit and scroll through. And generally, people aren't super high on this one. People like it. So it's chill.
Well, one day I'm going to listen to the entire discography and then have something to say.
As will I. and then the guitar solo is crazy in that one. And then finally, Checking Out by Divorce. I told Bella's song is kind of really chuggy.
And I kind of liked it,
but it's good.
And I have no, because the funny thing is, I understand exactly what you were thinking, and I had the same thought, but I think you just have to buy in a little bit, then it works.
This was on the same Discover Weekly, and I heard that first lyric, and I went, oh, this is going to be chuggy. But then, like, it's just kind of...
What was the first lyric?
It's just like, Bobby works on weekend, like that.
Wait, I like that. But it's chuggy.
It was chuggy. But I like the organ there, and... Yeah, I think it's just kind of a really well-made song in a way that I think is actually kind of fun. And I appreciate the artistic liberties they take there. You know what else I appreciate? I think Bella has something to say.
Your eyes are the windows to your health. When was the last time you had them examined? Millions of Americans have common vision problems that can easily be corrected. Find a window of time to schedule an eye exam today. For more information, visit www.nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes.
True
eyes have really been on the dome recently because I can't see.
Aren't eyes always on the dome? Like, that's where they are,
and we all grow.
Everyone, say your prescription on air. I'm a negative 3.75 in my right eye and a negative 7.75 in my left eye.
I'm really tame. Negative 1.5 and then like a negative 0.5 on, negative 1.5 on my right, negative 0.5 on my left. But I've been having a lot of eye issues recently, as I mentioned before, because I have really bad seasonal allergies and my eyes will get so watery. I can't see, which I feel like my, I think it's good. So get your eyes examined. I probably will be visiting an allergist soon.
I think you actually do need to.
Yeah.
Not to re-hamper on that. That's rehash that. But I will. Okay. We're going to listen to more music. Here is my favorite type of mail delivery, snow mail. And see you guys soon. We'll be back. Bye. Okay, we just heard, we're going to go kind of quickly. We just heard There's No Such Thing as England by Polly from the Dirt.
Didn't really like it, sorry.
Yeah, that one I picked because I think it's the intro is really funny considering the name of the song. I don't love the song. Next, Only One by Hollow Bastion.
Who put you onto that
Shout
song?
Out Bella for putting me onto that one. The song goes actually kind of crazy. Actually, goes really crazy. It was my thesis on repeat song as I was finishing it up, which is also why I wasn't here the last 2 weeks. I had a thesis. I finished it at school. And then finally, we heard Two Legs, Snail Mail version by Snail Mail.
I love Snail Mail. I met Snail Mail. Lindsay Jordan, hello.
Hi, Lindsay Jordan.
She's listening.
If she and Chomsky are listening right now, shout out you guys. And then that's obviously a cover of the This Is Lorelei song by the same name from the album Box Your Buddy, Box Your Star. And then the cover's in the deluxe edition. So check that out if you haven't already. Thank you, Bella, for coming on today's installment. I had a great time. If you enjoy what you heard, whether that was the music or my voice or Bella's voice, I guess, I'm here this time every week, 1 a.m. on Monday nights or Tuesday mornings, however you conceptualize time.
If you liked my voice, you should listen to Second Breakfast.
Oh, true. True. Mondays. Wait, plug your show.
Me and Daria.
At 8 a.m. Mondays?
Yeah.
Yeah, we. Wesh.
Way.
Yeah. And I'll be here next week for real. I don't know if my thesis is done, so it's like fine. And yeah, thank you all so much for listening. This has been Noah, and you're listening to 9.5 WFM at for Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to close out with Anybody by Porridge Radio. Thank you all for listening, and I will see you all next week. Stay tuned for the next show after me. I'm sure it'll be good. And yeah.
Bye.
Goodbye.
I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody. Friday night, working hard for